The Word of Faith Netcast is on the air.
Well, praise the Lord. This is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Word of Faith Netcast. And I'd like to welcome you back into our studio. We used to shoot the show in here, and now we are again. Praise the Lord. We're getting it all back together. I tell you what, it is good to feel good. Hallelujah. And that's allowing me to get some things done and get the studio back into shape. So I'm glad that we could bring you this episode of the Word of Faith Netcast directly from the Word of Faith Ministry studio once again. Praise the Lord. So, trust you are enjoying that. But there's a couple other things I want to talk to you about on this particular show. This is a special edition of the Word of Faith Netcast, because what we're going to be doing is showing you how to use SpeakFaith.tv. Now, I know a lot of you say, oh, Dr. Bill, you always talk about SpeakFaith.tv. Well, I'll tell you why. I want to give you some information in this netcast about why SpeakFaith.tv is so important to this ministry. It is our biggest project, our biggest effort of outreach. And I mean that. Praise the Lord. As far as Word of Faith ministry goes, SpeakFaith.tv is our biggest effort. Now, we previously to this particular episode, we previously stored all of the video for SpeakFaith.tv in the Amazon cloud. And that was just getting to be very, very expensive. Really, really expensive. And so, praise the Lord for all you guys that support us on a regular basis. Whoo, hallelujah, I appreciate it. If you want to become a partner with this ministry, I encourage you to pray about that and seriously consider becoming a partner with us at Word of Faith Ministries to help us do what we do to get out the gospel, to get out the Word of Faith message. But it was just becoming too expensive, and so I put my thinking cap on, and I said, there's got to be a way to come up with a way to cut costs and yet maintain the ministry of SpeakFaith.tv. We're just getting a lot more hits, a lot more bandwidth is being used in order to put those videos out there, and that's great. I mean, you might say we're a victim of our success, so to speak. We now have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that are constantly every day viewing the videos on SpeakFaith.tv, and I appreciate that. And you guys, you keep telling people about SpeakFaith.tv because it is a tremendous resource. All of the Word of Faith ministries, well, not all maybe, but a large percentage of the Word of Faith ministries that are out there, we have on SpeakFaith.tv, our Roku channel. And what I want to show you in this particular episode of this Word of Faith Netcast is I want to show you that SpeakFaith.tv is not just a Roku channel. See, there's a lot of you that say, well, I don't have a Roku, so it's not a big deal to me. Okay, well, whether you have a Roku or not, I want to show you that you can view SpeakFaith.tv from wherever you are with whatever device you have connected to the internet. So let's go into that right now. All right, here we are on the desktop of my PC. I'm going to open up Chrome, which is my standard web browser here. And we're going to go to SpeakFaith.tv. So I've got a link already here on the desktop. This is the SpeakFaith.tv website. You can come up here to the address line at the very top and type in SpeakFaith.tv, and that is the URL. Okay, so it's not .com, not .net, not .org, but .tv. Then if we scroll down the page here, you'll notice you have video feeds. If we click that, then it will take us to a page. Network is being a little slow. There we go. And it takes us to the page for video feeds. Now, this is this page goes on for quite a ways because it's got all the videos of all the different ministries and programs that are on SpeakFaith.tv. But if I were to come over here and click a link, you notice it's in gold.
maybe a little hard to see there on the screen as you watch this. But my last netcast here, 320, God's Will for Your Vote, if I click on that, it will open up a new tab and start playing the program. That was pretty loud there. But at any rate, it'll play the program there in a separate tab, so I can come up here and close this tab. That'll take me back to the feeds here. And then if I go down here to another video, let's just pick one kind of at random. Here is Bishop Keith Butler. Let's play his program. So there his program starts, so we can close that. And basically, as you can see, you can watch all of the SpeakFaith.tv programming right here on your web browser. Now, if we come back up here, another option is audio feeds. And if we select that, you'll see that you can play the Word of Faith radio main feed, the Healing Station, and the King James Version Station. You can also play audio from the Word of Faith broadcast, Word of Faith messages. These are messages that I've taught over the years. And then a Word in Due Season radio broadcast, Jerry Savelle Ministries, Kenneth Copeland Ministries, Bishop Butler's audio. All of that is available as well. Now, at any point, you can come back here and click the Faith Shield. And when you do that, it will take you back home to the main page. So as you can see, you can play SpeakFaith.tv, both audio and video, on any web browser, on any computer. Now, let's look at it operating on a device that is not a regular computer. All right, I wanted to look at SpeakFaith.tv on different platforms. Now, this is an iPad. This is my iPad. I'm having to hold the fold here, and we'll go into Chrome on the iPad. There we go. And I've already taken Chrome over to SpeakFaith.tv. So this is basically SpeakFaith.tv on the web, but on Chrome on the iPad. Now I'm going to go over here and touch the video feeds. And this is the SpeakFaith.tv video feeds on the iPad. And then if I come up here and touch my program, the very first program listed there, it'll start playing. Now I'm going to pause it. But as you can see, that played the video. And if I come over here now and get out of that particular tab, because what it's going to do is it's going to play the video in a separate tab. But now you can see that we're back to the SpeakFaith.tv site. If I tap the shield here, it'll take me back to the main page, and then I can scroll over here and go back to video, and it will show the various videos that we have, all the different speakers that we have out there. So if I wanted to play Bill Winston, I could touch his program, it'll open up a new tab, it'll buffer for a few seconds, and it'll start playing his program.
My name is Clint, and well, I was the first partner.
All right, so I'm going to get off of that tab again, come back up here to the top, and that shows you how it can be done even on a different platform, such as an iPad in this case. I'm using my phone to video this. I could do it on my phone, but I can't video my phone with my phone. So, there you go. That's how to use SpeakFaith.tv on different platforms. All right, we're looking at my phone now. And what I'm going to do here is click on Chrome, open up SpeakFaith.tv, and you notice I can scroll down, but let me click this little gold box. That'll drop down the menu, and now I can click on, actually what I want to do is click on the, that's the audio feeds, hold on. Let me go in, click on video feeds, there we go. And there's the video feed. So now I can click on the link like I did before.
Word of Faith
and it'll start playing the Word of Faith Netcast. All right, so I can stop it. There we go. And we'll come back in here.
The Word of Faith Netcast is...
I got to pause it. There we go. Now I can get back out. Okay. So let's go down and look at... Well, I'll tell you what. Let me go back up here and click on that menu. That's proving to be difficult to hold the phone and talk and do everything at the same time. Hold on. Technical difficulties. Come on, menu. Work with me. There, okay. Go back to video feeds. Now we're cooking. All right, let's go down here and let's find another video to play. Here's one with Bill Winston. But as you can see, you could actually play SpeakFaith.tv right here on your phone.
All right, praise the Lord. You saw all of the different ways that you could access SpeakFaith.tv. And yes, you could see there's a lot, okay? Now, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't be seriously praying about getting a Roku device, because that is its native environment, okay? And if you'd like to get a Roku, then I encourage you to go to Roku.com, as it says there on the screen, and look at the devices that are available. They're very inexpensive. And then you can register absolutely free to receive SpeakFaith.tv and watch our programming at any time on your big screen TV. Okay, so I encourage you to do that. Now, as I said, we want to share with you some of the information about SpeakFaith.tv. We have 170 countries around the world that are watching SpeakFaith.tv. We have a large number here in the United States, but then we have other countries, 170 countries, watching SpeakFaith.tv and receiving the programming. And I said we were looking for a way, I put my thinking cap on, we were looking for a way to save some money. Well, what we did is we brought the web server that hosts all the video for SpeakFaith.tv right here into the computer room here at Word of Faith Ministries. Matter of fact, it's right over there, okay? And right over there is the web server that sends out the video files for SpeakFaith.tv. So it's all local now, okay, which gives us more control over it, but it also saves us a lot of money that those cloud costs were costing us. You know, I'd love to be able to keep it in the cloud, but it was going to cost us thousands and thousands of dollars each year to do that, and we had just kind of maxed out, okay? So now we are keeping it local. That allows us, as I say, to have more control, to have more capabilities. I am believing that it will be strong enough, bandwidth-wise, to handle the load. So far, so good. Praise the Lord. If you have any issues at your house, wherever you are, let me know. You can write me here at Dr. Bill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at WOFM.org. Okay, as it says there on the screen. Write that email address and tell me if you're having any kind of slowness or buffering or any kind of issues with SpeakFaith.tv, because so far my tests are showing that it's working, you know, pretty well, all right? But if it's giving you problems, I don't want it to impact the quality of the shows that are on SpeakFaith.tv, and then we will take it, put it back in the cloud, and just knuckle down and believe God for a lot more partners to pay for the cost, because the more folks that watch the shows, the more money flows out. You know what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. But God meets our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And so, praise the Lord, you know, Philippians 4:19, I tell you, God's meeting that need. All right, praise the Lord. Now, right now, He's giving me ideas and witty inventions that's helping me save some money to do it here locally, like I said. But, again, I don't want to impact the quality. So, you let me know how it's doing. And those of you that are locally at Faith and Victory Church, I'm looking at you. All right, you guys let me know how it is at your house. All right, praise the Lord. You can tell me at church Sunday. Praise God. All right. So anyway, I just am looking forward to what God's got for us here at Word of Faith Ministries. There's some exciting days ahead. And I tell you, God is doing some wonderful, wonderful things. Praise God. So, I know this has been a special program, a little different than usual, but I wanted to get back in the studio. I wanted to tell you about SpeakFaith.tv. I wanted to share with you what's going on and the fact that we've been kind of scrambling to take care of this issue with the bandwidth. So, you know, sometimes these problems that you have can be good ones. Because having this problem means there's that many people viewing the content on SpeakFaith.tv. So, praise the Lord. You may have noticed that Revival Radio TV with Dr. Gene Bailey has a new episode every week now. So tune in every week to his show to see his historical view of the Word of Faith message. I tell you, I enjoy it. I get excited about it. And here's something else. Did you know that one of the biggest parts of the channel that people watch are the Faith Classics? Now, see, that was something I didn't know until we moved the data locally where I can run statistics easily and see that Faith Classics is the number one show, well, number two, I should say. Rick Renner is number one. All right, so the Rick Renner 2-minute daily programs are the most watched, followed by Faith Classics. I would have never guessed that until I saw the statistics. So praise the Lord. That's exciting. Anyway, I just wanted to share all this with you, let you know what was happening, give you a little bit of an update. Join me again next time. And, oh, by the way, you can write me here. I want to give you this, give you our regular address. Our regular address is Word of Faith Ministries, Word of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 5213-5213, High Point, North Carolina. The zip code 27262. Give you that email address once again, Dr. Bill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at WFM.org. Praise the Lord. I want to get all the information in. Praise God. So, join us again next time. Remember, until then, to fulfill the Word of God.
The Word of Faith Netcast is brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries and our partners around the world.